Hello, it's Ben Varrell here. Hope you're doing well. Hope all is good. I hope you are coping in this current situation that we're all still in. This is not a new season of the podcast, although that is on the way soon, and it's a special season on the way as well. First, though, I want to introduce you to a brand new show. I'm really, really excited to bring this to you. This is a Patreon-only show. It's a subscription show for £5 a month. I will bring you Bob Dylan album by album extra. This is a fortnightly show that runs throughout the year, and it doesn't just concentrate on Dylan's albums. It concentrates on particular songs, particular lyrics, themes in Dylan's work, production techniques, everything, basically. I wanted to do this because, well, two reasons. One, I wanted to do the show throughout the year, and I think if we did do that, we'd burn through the albums pretty quickly. We'd probably burn through the bootleg albums pretty quickly as well. I wanted to leave the normal show as it is, but bring you a show to run alongside it that is slightly different. And also, I usually don't have the time to make these, but I've created a bit of time. I've given up some work, and I want to not do that and instead concentrate on this, hence the reason why it's a subscription model. The first episode is already up. It's looking at the Daniel Lanois production techniques, some of which he employed on his two albums with Dylan, Oh Mercy and Time Out of Mind. If you love those albums like me, I think you'll really, really like this episode. That is available on the Patreon feed right now. You can find a link to it in this episode's description. And here is a little clip from that episode. Bob's voice in the foreground. While Dylan's demo is a stripped-back acoustic strum, here Lanois employs the guitars, as he states there, as almost synthesizers or a string section. Rather than just play the chords or the notes, the guitars hum with feedback, creating a layered backdrop. He does this by drowning them in reverb, echo, and pretty much anything else that makes them swell, or turning it up to 10, as he says. This creates that feedback sound, but whereas feedback usually sounds like this, which is a well-used tool in punk or even pop, here it sounds altogether different. Say this is your normal guitar chord. It plays the notes and then it stops. But the guitars in most of the time have shadows that live long after the notes are played. The feedback isn't out of control like it is on many other tunes. It just draws out the note, it swells it, and it fleshes it out like this. This acts as the backdrop for the song. It fills in the gaps. It's the song's scenery. It hangs there, always in the background. So what we end up with is a pretty normal guitar sound like this, something akin to Dylan's demo, becomes this. If you want to hear that in full, then the Patreon link is in this episode's description. Go and give it a go when you get 5 minutes. As I say, this doesn't affect the normal show in any way. That will still be free. It'll still be advert-free as well. You know, who needs an advert for Squarespace popping up when you're trying to talk about one of the greatest musical masterpieces of all time? Not me, and certainly not you. The new season of Bob Dylan Album by Album is on the way. Until then, stay safe, and I'll see you soon.